Welcome to this week's edition of The Good Manager, and thank you for joining us. I, first of all, would like to apologize for not having a broadcast last week. I had a rather busy week, and personally, it was a fantastic week, though. I have switched jobs, got out of the restaurant industry where I have been for the last five years, actually, while substitute teaching and working on my teaching degree, and decided it's time to get back and do something where I'm having fun and enjoying myself and using my skills. And so I was hired by a national company in the service industry, and I spent the past week on the job, and I think it's going to be a really great positive thing. I've already learned a lot, and as I've said many times, every time you go to a new job, you never stop learning. Even in the same job, it's a constant thing. But this is it's a fantastic place. It's a I'm really, really happy about it, and I just want to talk about some of the things that really struck me while talking with my managers and supervisors, and maybe you can take these things and use them yourselves. One of the things that struck me the most was that the management of this organization really does promote its employees to have fun while they're at work. And I don't mean screwing off fun, but they want to promote a nice, happy atmosphere for the employees and for the customers and the clientele, and a positive image. And they want you to have fun. And I thought that was one of the things that was really neat and unique, because they emphasized that. You know, they said, come in and have fun. And I haven't worked for a lot of companies that have actually come out and just said that. So I thought that was a very, very unique thing. One of the other things I really enjoyed, thought was unique, at least in many of the companies that I've worked for, was they empower their employees at all levels to make a lot of decisions, to make decisions, especially relating to customer service. And as I've talked to you before, and in some of the articles that are on this website, delegation and empowerment are so important. When you let employees have the ability and authority to make decisions, especially when pleasing the customer, within guidelines, of course, it lets you as the manager not have to deal with every single problem that comes up, but also gives the employee the ability to take care of the customer immediately, therefore making the customer happy. And the employee also feels more important and more relevant in the whole scheme of things. And I was just very impressed with that whole approach, and it seems to be very beneficial to all, especially the customer service levels. If there's a problem, the employees at all levels can take care of it without having to go to high levels, within, again, guidelines, but it is there, and I think it's fantastic that this company does that. Those are just two of the major things that I noticed and that I was really, really, really impressed with. And I think it's very important. I wish I'd see more companies do this. I know there are many that do. And, you know, thank goodness there are companies out there who are realizing that having fun and empowerment are important parts of an organization in order for it to be successful. So all you managers out there, remember, empower your employees. And if you can, depending on the industry. And also, boy, make it fun. You know, it has to be a safe environment, and it has to be a professional, but there are ways to have fun. And when you promote that, you will reduce your turnover and keep the stress level down, and you'll keep your employees happy and just keeping a positive outlook. One other thing that I thought that was neat about this organization were competitions amongst the different locations and the different outlets of the organization, such as sales goals and specials and stuff like that. when you do that, you're promoting a, you're encouraging the employees to go out there and do their best every day, and you're rewarding them with pride. It's great to be recognized as doing well and having a good organization or a workplace where you're doing well and you know you're doing well. It also encourages teamwork, and I think that that, of course, is a linchpin to any organization's success also, because not one person can do it all. Not everybody is going to be the best at everything, so everybody's going to have to be pick up the slack on some ends, of course, within an organization. But these competitions and reward systems based upon sales goals and service goals are fantastic ways to improve productivity and teamwork. And I'm finding that out because teamwork is hard to mesh together many times because of, there's no incentive to do so for many places. And it takes a really good manager to get a good, smooth team to work. And if the upper management is behind it, obviously it's going to go a lot easier and it's a lot smoother. So those are just some of the things that I've experienced this week. I'm very happy to be at this organization. I see that I'm going to be able to use a lot of my skills that I already possess, and I'm going to learn a lot more from this organization. And it's great. One other thing that I'd like to mention is that the upper management spoke to me and said, you know, we will provide you all the guidance and tools that we want, that you need, and we will provide all the training, and we'll give you all the support, and we expect you to make mistakes, because if you're not making mistakes, you're probably not trying new things, and you should be making mistakes. That's something I think that too many managers they don't say that. They don't want mistakes, because they're obviously somebody's doing something wrong then, and we look at mistakes as a bad thing. Remember, mistakes are usually going to be, they should be made. They should be. You know, I taught in schools for 5 years now, and I had a couple of long-term stints where I actually taught for a year and a half, and boy, I've learned so much from that experience. Nobody's perfect, and the one way you learn is by making mistakes, and the old cliche, you know, but it's true, and it's true in the business world. I don't care how long you've been managing or how long you've been working somewhere, we're going to make mistakes, and if you try new things, you should be making mistakes. And if you keep doing things the old way without trying new things to improve productivity or efficiency, then you're not being an effective manager. So an organization that really, really encourages that, it's fantastic, and I was really glad to hear the upper management talk about take some risk and try some things and make mistakes, because if you're not, you're not pushing to hard enough. You're not trying to learn new things, and that's true. It's very true. People that are trying to learn new things will make mistakes, and it should happen. So when you have people on your staff that are always doing things perfectly, I'm not saying that it's that they're bad workers, but they're maybe not be doing anything new. And I've seen that within organizations I've worked. My last job, we had several people who were very good at things that they did, but they limited themselves to certain skills, and that was all they did and all they knew, while others within the organization tried to learn every aspect of it, and those people, of course, would make mistakes, and they should have been applauded for that, because they were willing to try and take on new jobs, new tasks on their own, and try to learn new things so that they make themselves more valuable. And they're going to make mistakes, though, when they're doing things that they're not sure of. And that was great. I love seeing that with these people. I deal mostly with, at my last job, I dealt mostly with young people between the ages of 16 and 27, 28. And anybody who's going to go out there and try and do something new and try and make themselves more valuable, not only to themselves or for themselves, but for the organization, I encourage them go ahead and try it. Do that, learn that, and try and give them training. But these people, a lot of times, would take it upon themselves to learn and try, and I thought it was great. If you have a work staff like that, you know, count your lucky stars. I've worked at other places where people are just happy to be where they're at, never wanted to work outside their little box, and they were just happy to come in and punch the card from 9 to 5 and go home. And those people, I mean, they have their purpose, and they do a job. But at the same time, the more they can do, the more valuable they are to you. And sometimes I think people, once they get in a position or a job or a task, they feel very comfortable and they don't want to go outside of that. They're afraid of failing. So managers need to make sure that they're not afraid of that, that they should encourage them to go ahead and try new things. And if they make mistakes, they do. And mistakes are going to happen. I don't care who you are or what level you are or what your education is or what your job is. We're going to make mistakes. I make mistakes every day. And the best thing is to do is to recognize them, admit them, and learn from them. So those are some of my own observations from the week I experienced. And I just thought I'd share them with you because I'm very excited and looking forward to continuing the learning process for me. And it is a never-ending learning process with all these jobs, especially as a manager. One of my philosophies has always been that you can take a person who is of management material, who has the skills to be a manager, and you can teach them any industry, but you can't necessarily take somebody who just has a really strong knowledge of a certain industry, say the restaurant business, and make them a manager. It doesn't work that way. But you can take managers out of different industries and you can teach them the industry, specific industry, and if they're good managers. And leaders are practically born. They can hone their skills and improve their skills and make them better. But leaders are sort of born, and I guess that's a philosophy of mine. And out of that leadership can come management. And so you can hone those skills up. And I have been able to take my leadership skills and my management skills from the banking industry, to the restaurant industry, to service industry. And, I've been very fortunate in that. And I've seen other people do the same thing. So remember that also, you know, when you see a good manager somewhere and you're out there recruiting, just because they work in an industry outside of yours, don't be afraid maybe to try and nab one of those people if you think they're going to be a valuable resource for your organization. You can teach them your organization. You can teach them your industry. It's tougher to teach them management skills. They have to do that themselves. And good managers will learn them and improve all the time through reading, through websites, through watching programs, through trying new things, through education. Managers or people who want to be managers and good managers will improve themselves. So you need to look for those people who not only can do a job and do it well and also have management abilities, but look for one that's going to go out and try and improve those skills. Because a manager who just again comes into work, and there are many of those out there also who want to come in and work 9 to 5 and punch out, and that's all they do, they're not what you want either. You want the ones who are going to go out there and try and make their skills better, improve their skills, become better managers, make their staffs better, make your organization better, and make a real good, positive, effective, and efficient work environment. Well, I apologize for not staying on topic today and more or less having rambling thoughts. I was just really excited and I wanted to share those with you. Next week, I'll get back on task with covering the characteristics of good managers, interspersed with some other things, I'm sure. And we'll talk about those next week. I hope that you've enjoyed this. I hope you guys all have a great week. Take care of one another and be safe out there. And thank you for listening, and thank you for visiting the website again. I appreciate it. You guys all take care. Thank you, and goodbye.